The Sacred Trust. 1 Samuel 14:6-7. Jonathan said to his young armor-bearer, "Come, let us go over to the outpost of those uncircumcised men. Perhaps the Lord will act in our behalf. Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few." The armor-bearer replied, "Do all that you have in mind. Go ahead. I am with you heart and soul." In the heat of battle, when swords clash and fear presses in, there is a sacred partnership that often determines victory or defeat. Scripture reveals one of the most powerful relationships in God's kingdom, the bond between a leader and an armor-bearer. This is an ancient history. It's a living principle God still advances. His work through trusted partnerships built on faith, unity, and obedience. We live in a culture that celebrates the lone hero, the self-made, self-sufficient individual. But that's not how God works. Moses had Aaron and Hur, Elijah had Elisha, Paul had Timothy. Even Jesus sent his disciples out two by two. Leadership was never meant to be carried alone. Vision has weight, calling invites resistance. Spiritual warfare is real. Wise leaders recognize they need people who walk with them, not behind them. The armor bearer isn't there because the leader is weak, but because the leader is wise. When Jonathan said, "Come, let's go," his armor bearer didn't hesitate. He didn't say, "Are you sure? Let's pray about it longer. This seems risky." He said, "I am with you heart and soul." That statement defines the calling of an armor bearer. Complete alignment, total commitment, unwavering support. The armor bearer stayed close, ready, aware, alert. This is not distant support. This is proximity. He carried weapons, shields, and armor. Today, armor bearers carry prayer, logistics, intercession, and unseen burdens so leaders can stay focused on the battle God has assigned them. In battle, hesitation costs lives. When Jonathan moved, the armor-bearer moved. No debate, no delay. Obedience was immediate. Often the armor-bearer finished what the leader began. He made sure the victory was complete. That phrase, total obedience, can make people uncomfortable. But this isn't blind submission to a tyrant. This is faithful obedience to God-appointed leadership. The armor-bearer's obedience rests on four foundations. Trust in the calling. He believes God placed the leader where he is. Unity of purpose. Jonathan's mission became his mission. Your battle is my battle. Commitment to the greater good. He understood that hesitation or division could cost the entire mission. Covenant loyalty. This was not casual. This was sacred. A word to leaders. Leaders, armor bearers cannot function if they are never trusted. You cannot ask someone to carry weight if you never let go of anything. Jonathan trusted his armor bearer. He empowered him, and together two men routed an entire Philistine garrison. When leaders refuse to trust, they limit what God can do. They exhaust themselves. They dishonor those God has sent. They fracture unity. Empowered armor bearers multiply strength. Why total agreement matters. This partnership only works with full agreement, not partial, not silent disagreement. Total alignment, why? A divided house cannot stand. Psalm 133 tells us God commands blessing where there is unity. Satan looks for cracks. Doubt creates exposure. This role requires full commitment. A half-hearted armor bearer is not neutral, he is dangerous. If you cannot fully align, it is better to step away than weaken the mission. When leader and armor bearer move as one, mountains move, kingdoms advance, God's glory is revealed. Jonathan and his armor bearer climbed a cliff, trusted God, and watched him bring supernatural victory. The call today. To leaders, trust who God sends, release control, embrace partnership. To armor bearers, count the cost, commit fully, carry the weight faithfully. To all of us, ask the hard question, what role has God called me to, and am I honoring it with my whole heart? Jonathan's armor bearer didn't know how it would end. He just knew who he was walking with. I am with you heart and soul. That is the sacred trust. Father, raise up faithful armor bearers in this generation. Men and women who walk in loyalty, obedience, and unity, and give leaders the wisdom to trust and empower them. Build sacred partnerships that advance your kingdom and glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen.